Now, it's very difficult for the mind to go beyond this point. But this doesn't mean that the absolute bodhicitta is too rarefied, too remote for us to practice, at least to some extent. To begin with, we have to realize that however long time goes on, time never reaches eternity. Time just goes on and on. Time, we may say, does not go beyond time. There's no question of any getting nearer and nearer to eternity as time goes on. Any nearer to the absolute, any nearer to Buddhahood, which is in the dimension of eternity. So that in, say, 1,000,000 years, we'll be no nearer to eternity than we are now. No nearer to Buddhahood, no nearer to enlightenment, just by going on and on in time. We'll be no nearer at all. So this sounds pretty hopeless, that however long you go on in time, you never get there. You never reach eternity, never reach Buddhahood. It's a different dimension. But it isn't really as hopeless as it looks, because you can turn it the other way around, and you can say that at this very moment, we're as near to enlightenment, to eternity, as we ever shall be. We might even say that even a bodhisattva, on the very threshold of enlightenment, just a minute before he gets it, is no nearer, really, than we are at this moment. And this is really something to meditate upon, something to ponder. That every moment is the last moment. After all, every moment is the last moment, whether it's this moment or the next, or whether it's a moment occurring after 1,000,000 years, every moment is the last moment. And beyond the last moment, there's only Buddhahood. Whether it's this moment or the moment that comes in 1,000,000 years, when perhaps we're on the threshold of enlightenment. There's only this moment, and after this moment, there's only Buddhahood. So every moment, in fact, though we don't know it, if we did know it, what a terrible reaction there would be. But every moment we find ourselves at the top, in fact, of the flagpole. And all that we have to do is, well, what? So you can see that we've gone quite a long way tonight. At the same time, we haven't gone anywhere. We've completed our journey, a journey along the bodhisattva path. At the same time, we've realized that the goal of the journey is eternally achieved and eternally in process of being achieved. The Buddha and the bodhisattva, eternity and time, are one, or are not two. And with that insight achieved, we bring to an end our exploration of aspects of the bodhisattva ideal.